Arma virumque cano, Troiae qui primus aboris Italiam.
What could be more epic than reading an epic poem in the way it would have been read more than 2,000 years ago? How about reading it in English, from beginning to end? The Western Michigan University Foreign Language Department is doing a marathon reading of Virgil's The Aeneid on Friday.
Albanique patres ad qualtae moenia Romae. Musa, mihi causas memora quo numine laeso.
That was WMU Professor Rand Johnson reading the first few lines of the Aeneid in Latin. He organized the reading with his Latin 5570 class, The Teaching of Latin. Johnson describes the plot of the Aeneid.
It's about the blending of two races. It's a poem about how Trojan refugees from Asia Minor traveled across the Mediterranean to Italy and joined with a native Latin people to create what became the Roman race. So it is pre-founding of Rome, and yet it's all about the character of the Roman people.
Just like in other ancient epics like the Iliad or the Odyssey, the main character Aeneas has many adventures on his journey to find a home after the war between Greece and Troy is over.
Arms and the man I sing, who forced by fate and haughty Juno's unrelenting hate, expelled and exiled, left the Trojan shore.
Johnson says marathon readings have happened at many different colleges across the country, but this is a first for WMU. Johnson estimates the reading will take about 12 hours, and that might not include the first few lines.
Je chante les combats du héros qui, le premier fuyant les rivages de Troie, parvint prédestiné en Italie.
The first 11 lines of the Aeneid will be read in 10 different languages. As you would expect, there will likely be readings in modern Spanish, German, and French, read here by WMU French professor Molly Lind-Rekia. But there will also be readings in Swahili and the Shti dialect.
The Shti dialect, which is a spoken dialect used in the north of France. So it's actually a dialect that is mocked in films.
The Shti dialect is kind of like an American country accent. It's sometimes parodied in movies like
Bienvenue chez les Shti,
which roughly translates to Welcome to the Sticks. The second speaker in this clip is using the Shti dialect.
Mais pourquoi vous dites qu'il les a donnés?
Mais j'ai jamais dit ça.
Pourquoi des chats? Mais dit des chiens.
Les chiens à lui.
Ah, les siens, pas les chiens. Les siens.
Ouais, les chiens, c'est ça.
Les chiens, les chats, putain, mais tout le monde parle comme vous ici.
Johnson says by Friday's event, there will probably be even more people signed up to read in unique languages and dialects from all over the world. WMU student Ian Hullenba, for example, reads in a language that seems somewhat familiar.
For to hear open and declare the matter of which hereafter shall be mad mention, it behoveth to presuppose that Troy, the great capital city.
It's been a little while since I've read Middle English a lot, but it definitely is the only way if you really want to know what this would have sounded like back then.
And edified be the richt.
Students in Johnson's Latin class, like Janae Schneider, hope that through this reading, the public can understand the importance of language and classical literature.
Classics is slowly being hidden away in universities, and so this is a very open and outright way of displaying it to the public. And also doing the Aeneid, we are not just reading it, but performing it in the way that it was meant to be. Stories weren't just written to be read, they were written to be read out loud. And so we're doing that.
O Muse, the cause and the crimes relate, what goddess was provoked and whence her hate.
WMU's marathon reading of the Aeneid will start at 11 on Friday morning in Knaus Hall. Anyone can volunteer to help read. You can watch the reading at Knaus or through a live stream link.